Item E is consideration for bids for the 9th Street structure replacement. This is the bridge replacement here. Hi, Mr. Bush.
Long time since we went past 8 o'clock.
I know it. Well, we've had some meaty stuff here.
Getting
so.
Spoiled.
Yeah.
evening, Mayor, members of the council. Interestingly enough, as we sit here and we listen to this, both the presentation Daniel made on the budget and the generation fund, a lot of times we mentioned the 9th Street Bridge. And when I went back and looked at it today and some of my very earliest notes when we decided we were going to put together a five-year CIP plan, guess what was on there? 9th Street Bridge was one of the first projects that we talked about. And when we talk about vision, at the time, you know, that bridge is probably not in any imminent danger of failure. However, it's 41 years old, and it is showing signs of deterioration. And probably as early as late 2013, 2014, we identified this as a project. So it's pretty neat to see it finally come to fruition. I think that, you know, on my behalf and Daniel's and the rest of the council, you know, we've done our due diligence. Back in 2016, we applied for the big grant, the bridge improvement grant through the South Dakota DOT and the federal transportation funds. Those grants are awarded based on a scoring system. And after we put in the application and we got our score back, it was very evident that we were never going to qualify for a grant. We scored like 3 points out of, you had to have 20 to even qualify, and we scored 3 points. So at that point in time, we went back to the infrastructure committee at the time and said, look, you know, we're never going to qualify for this grant. It'd be nice if we could get some bridge money, but we're just not going to. We need to start planning for this and budget for it so that we can make this repair. 9th Street Bridge is a pretty significant crossing that gets us. It's one of the few crossings we have that gets us to the northern part of town. So I think it, for me, it's very satisfying to see that here today we are ready to award the bridge. Originally, we had back in 2015-16, we had started the process. We had estimated about $1 million for this bridge. At the time, we didn't have the foresight to know here recently, the last few years, actually the last year, with the steel tariffs, bridge is probably 95% steel. I mean, that's what a bridge is. We've got a 127-foot triple span bridge there that we're replacing, so that's a lot of steel. We did hold a bid opening the other day. We had three bidders, which was what we expected. There's not a lot of bridge builders in the region, so we were happy with that. And really, our bridge bids came in. We were pretty happy with them, and they ranged from the low bid at $1,036,974 on up to $1.4 million. So kind of a wide spread there, but given the overall nature of the climate that we're in, and we did do a little bit of design change at the last minute. We added the 8-foot bike path, which I think is a significant improvement, and it will pay for itself in pedestrian safety, and it ties into our existing bike path. I think that was a really smart move, but there is a little bit of added cost with that wasn't seen right off of the beginning. But with all that said, I think that staff's recommendation is to move forward with it. As you can see in the generation fund, the numbers have been shifted around to adjust for the increase in price. And still not take away from any of the other projects. So we're comfortable in moving ahead. We think we did get good bids, good bid prices. Grand Guard Construction was the low bidder. They're a very reputable bridge builder, primarily in the eastern part of the state. However, they do have an office actually out in our industrial park. So they are somewhat local. So with that, the city staff would recommend that the council award the bid for the 9th Street Bridge to Grand Guard Construction in the amount of $1,036,974.45, and authorize the city manager to sign all the documents necessary to complete this project. This project, once started, will continue There's a stipulation wrote in the contract that says once the project starts, the contractor can't move off of it. He has to continue. So likely we won't see this project start until late fall or perhaps early spring. And the reason for that is the paving parts of it. Once they start, they can't leave. So they're probably going to do their schedule to when the plant opens next spring so that they can finish that asphalt portion. The contract does stipulate that the project is completed no later than June 1st.
Any questions for Rick around your region?
Yeah, just a question. Does the project include demo of the existing bridge?
Yes.
Okay, and so when they start the project, they'll probably that's the first thing they'll do. So that'll be demoed through. We won't have that access through the winter, more than likely, right?
Depending on when they, I mean, and I can update you once we award and we have the pre-construction, what their schedule is. But I would say it'll be late this year, or more than likely they'll start January, February of next year. Demo's not going to take very long. Probably the longest thing is going to be ordering the new steel. But yeah, part of the bid was that they do the demo and they can salvage or do whatever they want with the with whatever's there.
Any other questions, discussion, comments from council? How about public input on the 9th Street Bridge awarding of the bid?
Move to approve.
We have first by Jason to approve.
I'll second.
I'll second by Ron, and I'm assuming that includes city manager to sign all appropriate documents with those. We have a first and a second on the floor. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. Faye, please note unanimous for spending money.
I'd like to appreciate your work on this, Rick. I've been through all of this going from the very beginning, and even when we talked about maybe just putting in some modifications to the existing bridge, and I'm glad that we're going with the whole new bridge.
We looked at rehab versus.
Thanks, Rick. Item F of reports is consideration of first reading. It's ordinance 2018, and there's a typo in there. It's actually 2018-8. This is on the cemetery. And Mr. Barnier, I'll turn it over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good evening, members of council. This summary is regarding changes to fees and other elements of the cemetery ordinance. Short version is there are four predominant changes that are being proposed in the ordinance. The first would be a revision to clarify that the park board makes recommendations, but that this clearly is a matter of council authority and oversight. Second, then, is that there is the, which is probably of most interest to people, is the change in the fees. And those are provided actually in the ordinance to adjust fees for all types of services. The third element that there is there would be the direction that the city manager or designee will be the oversight of the cemetery activities. Current ordinance provides that it's the city finance office, and so this will change that to be a little more cost effective for the city. Then probably a change that's as significant for all of us as the change in fees is the fact that the approach to managing the cemetery will be changed with the provision that the actual digging and opening of graves and closing will be handled through contractors rather than through city employees. This will still allow for interment to take place, for example, on a Saturday, if that in fact is what the funeral director and family and so on decide that they want to arrange with a private contractor. As you look at the proposed change to the ordinance, it's in section 60204 that you will see the total of the changes in costs there. And what you find is that the total cost for burial with an adult will increase from $315 to $460, for infant from $125 to $140, cremation services from $40 to $155. So that's an overview of what's there. And I guess there also is, there will be, the city will be participating or share, has agreed to a cost sharing arrangement for the few indigent burials that take place each year as well. So with that, I'd be glad to respond to council questions and answer what I can, and those I can't, I'll turn over to Daniel.
My only question would be if we need to specifically spell out that we are not in charge of making the arrangements to find the private contractor?
Well, I think that the language that's here is that all burials shall be performed by a contractor licensed by the city, and the city also provide limits of the lot and provide final grading and seeding. I suppose the language could be changed to say that if the council feels it would add clarification, it could state that funeral director shall contact, but I think the preliminary, I think in reading it, funeral directors would understand that. But again, that can be added in if that is a sense that, if you on the council have that sense, that would provide necessary clarification.
And that could be added at a second reading also, because of not being a substantive change.
Well, but if that's the wish that you have tonight, it'd be helpful to know that, so it's at least reflected in the notes of the discussion.
Right.
I think that would be a good idea.
I think for the future, it's not going to hurt at all. Any other discussion, questions, comments, concerns?
So we would still not allow Sunday burial or holiday burial, or would that? Oh, there could be. Oh, no. Okay.
Sorry, just to clarify that and make sure it's kind of on the record, this would not, it would not prohibit weekend or holiday burials. That was one of the main issues that we originally had when we were looking at this back in June. And so what would happen is we simply would mark out the limits of it, and then the contractor would come in and perform the digging whenever that actually needs to be done, whether that's a weekend or the holiday, and the rate may change or whatever else, but the city is out of that. That was the primary concern, is that that was causing a significant amount of overtime where, frankly, we weren't being made whole by any means. And so now this is going to be up to the funeral director and the contractor.
The city will still do the final grading and the grass planting, and that's basically what's going to happen in this.
How about public comments, questions, concerns on first reading of this ordinance change? Changing of this ordinance, I guess, would be proper. We have a first by Rhea. A second by Dave. Any last discussion?
And just to clarify, this, the cemetery manager is not a new hire, right? It's someone already on staff.
Okay. Yep. Simply, instead of stating that it's a finance office in the future, it may end up being public works or something. And again, not saying that that's going to be done now, but if in the future that were to occur, we wouldn't have to.
We're not limited.
Change the ordinance.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, I think certainly these fees are more reasonable than what we had discussed in previously. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. We have a first and a second on the floor. This is an ordinance, but I'm going to risk it with a roll, with a voice vote. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes. Yes.
Opposed, a no. Please note unanimous, Faye. So all in favor. That brings us to item 12, other matters before the council. Not included on this agenda. No action items can happen. I think we've had some good discussions tonight. Do we have any from council or from the public?
I would just like to just go on the record as saying thank you, city staff, for putting together such a smoothly run rally. The rally really went really smooth in all of the events that occurred during the rally that at least I was involved with were very good and ran very smooth. And I think anyone I talked to said that it was a good deal.
That's all because of city staff for sure. Bonnie. Come on up. No, not at all. We just want it for the record.
Well, I do want to say with regard to the rally that I thought that our law enforcement from out of town and stuff just really performed phenomenally. Not that our own guys didn't, but they were a pleasure. Had conversations with several of them, and that was very nice. Question one. I thought I saw someplace that we were surplusing two 2018 Harley-Davidson motorcycles, but I can't find where I saw it.
We did it last meeting on August, or on July 30th, yep. They haven't sold yet. We're doing that next rally.
So what's the deal on, can you clarify for me why we're
Yeah, the Harley-Davidson sponsorship contract includes a large amount of cash, but then also two motorcycles. In the past, we use those motorcycles for the police department, and then we would raffle off the older police department motorcycles. We did not do that this year simply because the police department doesn't put a lot of miles on a motorcycle in a year, and to constantly change out the lights, it really didn't make sense. And so instead we got regular kind of stock Harley-Davidsons, but they were actually a much higher value than what the police motorcycles were. And so one is for the Grand Marshal, and the other one was what the mayor rode. They have been surplused, and there's going to be probably the mayor's one will end up going on the raffle next year. We also received a motorcycle from Rumble On, and we're trying to come up with a good way to monetize that. We're open to ideas.
I saw it go by, but yeah. I didn't get it at the time. Actually, a couple of the officers who investigated thought the motorcycles they were riding were a little bit too big. Easier to handle if they had smaller bikes to ride. The other thing is, when Becca brought up how many people had asked for the information on the City Hall, how did we do on our survey? What kind of a return rate did we get on that survey?
Actually, Dottie was inputting those. I know she has a couple left. In the last couple of weeks, I'm sorry, I haven't checked with her. I know she's almost done with it, but
yeah, I was just more interested in the rate of return if we did better on that than we did on the rate of inquiry.
Yeah, I mean, we got a couple hundred, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
But
we'll know more.
Yeah, give us a month or so, and then we'll be able to tell you more.
And then now I have to shift into my alter ego. Shirley still isn't well enough to come to meetings, but she wanted me to ask, why didn't we use the survey as an opportunity to poll public opinion on the City Hall remodeling? If we're not getting good participation from the general public as far as asking questions and looking into the stuff,
we didn't really use that for any public individual capital improvement projects. I mean, I guess we could have, but in the past, we've never really used that to say what street should be repaired. I mean, the issue is if you use it for a particular project and say, okay, 19% of Sturgis says they want to do that, you're going to end up, the community center is probably going to win out because more people use a community center than anything else. And if you say, you know, should this park be redone, the people that live within three blocks of that park will say yes, and the rest of the town will say no. If you say, should this street be done, the people that live on that street will say yes, and everyone else will say no.
Remember, not my question.
Well, no, but I mean, that's why you don't ask for specific ones.
I didn't ask the question.
Yeah.
So that was it. Thank you. What?
Surely is.
Well, actually, yeah.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Thank you.
Anything else before council? I know we didn't. We got through executive session, so I'm making an executive decision of no executive session. So we need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are first by Ron, second by Terry. All those in favor, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
We're adjourned.